get through before the end of the session. And if it's okay with you, I note that Mr. Potenza had the floor before we had to break for the session. I note that he has written two comments in the chat after the session. One was that 8.3 could be moved to Article 7, or paraphrased, to move to Article 7, and that 8.4 he was aligned with the suggestion of the Secretariat in terms of whether the, if I'm not mistaken, in terms of whether the it was possible for the Revisions Committee to refer in any way to an arbitration or moderation role. So, Mr. Potenza, if I've got something wrong, please do raise your hand. Thank you. I don't see any hands raised, Mr. Chair. So if I'm not mistaken, I think that means that we can move on and that we have finished. Thank you, Mr. Potenza, for your comment in the chat. That we can move on for the moment. And as I've said, I would go back and look into whether there are possibilities to have such a role in terms of nominating an arbitration panel. If this is possible, something within our rules, and I will get back to you for future meetings on this, future elaborations on this point. If we may, Mr. Chair, then we move down to Appendix 1. And we have Appendix 1 to the model rules on the permanent identification of railway rolling stock. Establishing the permanent marking system referred to therein under Article 4 thereof, and an issue date. And we move to the next page, please. Thank you. With the basic principles, number one, the Orvis identifier to be imprinted or engraved on a plate, brackets the Orvis marker. Orvis 2, Orvis identifier on the plate to be identical with the one issued and confirmed by the International Registry. Okay, I think our computers are going a bit crazy. Could you close the file and reopen it then, please, Jana, and see maybe if that's the reason. It's trying to escape. Just close the file and reopen it. Thank you. And I will keep reading it anyway, as we have the documents in front of us. Number three, plate to be permanently affixed on an item, preferably close to other identification / running numbers, and may not obscure other numbers or identification marks. Number four, minimum of two plates to be fixed on the opposite sides of the item. Number five, plate to have a standardized shape, size, dimensions, color, font of the print as set out below, and this will be obviously looked at later. Barcodes, number six, sorry, barcodes and QR codes may be added to the plate, but the Orvis identifier must be human readable. Number seven, electronic / GPS based tagging chips, radio frequency identification, brackets RFID systems, or other IoT solutions to be in addition and not replacement of the plate. Number eight, the plate may be sourced from the registrar if available or other industry suppliers, as long as the plate is in compliance with the minimum parameters set out in this Appendix 1. I will pause there, Mr. Chair, as we have a few things covered, and then if it's okay with you, open the floor for comments. Thank you. Mr. Chair, Mr. Rosen has raised his hand. Thank you.